Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
First, though, Jess, I don't think there's anything more distracting than this stupid story that we started called Kitten Before Christmas. Do you want to explain?
It's not stupid.
It's pretty stupid. I mean, it couldn't be more mindless of a thing for us to talk about this morning. But do you want to explain what the project was about, though, for those that maybe are just now kind of catching up?
Yeah, so Kitten Before Christmas was something Kramer and I created probably early December when I came to him and I told him that I really, really want a kitten. I lost two cats in a previous breakup. I've never been in a living situation where I could get a kitten again. So when I moved to Baltimore and got an apartment, I moved to a specific apartment with intentions of making sure that I could get a cat. So
what's
when I brought that up to my boyfriend... The issue here is that my boyfriend garage boy told me no, and I was
like
upset.
Straight up, just no, not getting a kitten.
No,
not, we don't have the financial resources for that responsibility right now. So who came through? Who came through and saved the day?
Low key saved the day, and I say low key because you kind of are the one who got us into this mess that we're in.
What mess? Mess.
We got in trouble. So okay. So for my Christmas present, Kramer, one of my best friends on the planet,
thank
out
you.
Of the kindness of his heart,
mm-hmm.
surprised me on the air with 6 months worth of food and litter for my kitten to be. Right.
Sure did.
So
sure did. Because I'm here for
that
you.
Moment,
that's what friends do.
Yes, that's what friends do. And I was happy, I was excited, but I also was terrified because then we had to deal with how are we, because now you were in the situation with me, how are we going to explain this to my boyfriend garage boy? So we decided to do that when the three of us went to dinner for our little, you know, holiday Christmas dinner.
Right.
And we surprised him and it did not
Y'all,
go well.
Let me tell you what happened. So we ended up going to the Melting Pot over in Towson, right? And Jess even said, she was like, before we drop this news on him that we have all this kitty litter and cat food in the back of your car, let's just get through dinner just in case he's upset. And I kind of thought you were kidding at first. I'm like, he won't be that upset about this, right? So we go to this nice dinner. We're all dressed up, got our holiday gear on. Everybody's laughing. Jess is drinking. Jess, you had a few beverages, to say the least.
Yes, I was pretty intoxicated. Yeah.
Jess started with like one drink, and then for some reason you thought it'd be a good idea to get a whole wine flight for yourself.
You know
Jess
what?
Wasn't driving. Why does she care? It's a holiday, baby.
It'd been a year, you know. I thought I'd celebrate.
Can you please explain what happened when we get back to your apartment, though?
Okay, so we get into my parking garage, and then we go to Kramer's car. He says he has to get something out of his trunk. And then Kramer hands my boyfriend garage boy the first box of litter. And there is a moment in his face, and you guys can watch this video on our Instagram at Kramer and Jess, where it's just pure anger. Like in that second, he was literally upset.
I thought he would laugh along with it. I thought he was going to be, oh, this is cute, right? Like,
yeah, no.
And then
because I think he thought that we had a kitten in the back of the car.
Right,
that's like what he was expecting.
He was waiting for that moment.
Right. So when I could see that look on his face, I'm immediately like, look what Kramer did. He surprised us with this. Like, he's helping out. Isn't this awesome? And he's not. he's not engaging.
And like, keep in mind, at this point, Jess had a couple of drinks and is starting to get a little annoying. Let's play this one part of the video. You can go see it, Kramer and Jess on Instagram. And just listen to this man's frustration as we're lugging up. I want you to keep in mind, we're lugging up pounds and pounds of kitten supply up to their apartment. Here, play this.
No.
Why?
I already told you why.
No, but that's why he got 6 months worth of stuff.
You had to worry about it.
I didn't tell him to do that, by the way. I really didn't. He literally surprised me. And I swear I didn't tell him to do that. Are you mad? Don't be mad.
She legit said.
He was mad, man. He was
also
so mad.
You weren't helping either because you were like, let's just look tonight. Let's just like look at stuff. It's
let's
fine.
Let's just check.
It's
let's
fine.
Just see if maybe there's a kitten that like that sparks our interest, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, after I left, like what happened? Because I felt like he had to keep a good face on around me. Mm-hmm. So what did he say after I actually left?
So after he calmed down and his whole thing was like, I honestly thought he got us a cat and I was going to be really upset.
just drop a kitten in your lap. That'd be so mean.
Right. And then it took me like an hour to convince him that I didn't have anything to do with it because why would he believe us though? He was like, I know you guys did this together. Like,
right.
I know,
well,
right?
So there is, but you guys did come to a consensus. And what is that?
I will be getting a kitten for Valentine's Day.
Hey, so it's like a compromise. It didn't happen before the last holiday, but before the next holiday, you're going to get one. And I feel good about that. And the holiday gift's going to pay off. You're going to have all the supplies, and so I feel good. Whew. Yeah, I'm just glad we survived that one. That was.
He doesn't trust you anymore, but it's fine.
I know. It's fine. I've lost all that man's trust.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Now,
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Oh, man. Good morning. 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
What's going on? Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here with you.
I think okay is an okay spot to be in today, right?
Yes.
6 o'clock club. We're so happy. It's days like these that I think we're even more happy to be here and be together and feel like we're part of a community. So thank you so much for being here. We do this first thing in the morning. We just say, listen, who's up? Who's up before the sun in this city? Like, I'm looking at the moon right now. It's so bizarre, right? We should be asleep, but you're not.
I know.
You're not working
hard.
You're doing your thing. So maybe coming home from work. All we ask is just shoot us a text. Let us know who you are so we can give you a shout out. You deserve one this morning. 410-583-1065.
Carrie is so very good morning. Lori, Jake from State Farm, Mr. W, Lisa G, Melanie, Elmer, Jake the Jogger, Hope Floats, Lisa, BTSZ, and Big Tex. Good morning.
Well, a lot obviously has changed since the last time that we all spoke. We all got together over here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hard day yesterday. It's a hard day like it's been for the last 365 days. I mean, I feel like there's been something that's happened every couple of months that's been hard to swallow as a country, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And as we're sitting here today, Jess and I, we don't do great with shows like these because we're not really like a news station, obviously. You don't come to us for like the hard-hitting news. We're not going to be able to give you like the full reports. But like we also know it's like what's on your brain this morning too. Like there's not anybody driving to or from work this morning that's not at least thinking about it, isn't popping your head, or you kind of curious of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So before we came on the air this morning, we were trying to debate, like, how much of this do we cover? Like, how much of it do you even want to know about this morning? You know, like, do you feel like it's only thing that it's on your head this morning? It's the only thing that you want to think about and want to talk about and want to hear about this morning? Or when you come to Mix in the morning, are you like, yeah, I want to be informed. Like, I want to know what's going on, but I also, like, kind of want a distraction from it too, you know?
Yeah.
So we're asking you that question this morning, 6 o'clock club. Like, help us out with this. Kind of like where your brain is at with it this morning, you know? Like, you're like, I can't talk about it. Yeah, you guys should talk about nothing else. Just what happened yesterday at the Capitol. Or you're more like, nah, you know, I want to hear about it, but also be entertained by you guys too. 410-583-1065. Jess, how are you feeling this morning though? Facts aside, how are you feeling?
Personally, I think my heart is just very, very heavy for us as a country. We've had quite a year dealing with everything that we've gone through, not being able to be with our friends and our family like we always have, and kind of is the typical way for us to handle things like this. And so to still sort of having to be isolated and then seeing what happened and to watch it all unfold yesterday was very scary.
Right.
I'm just sad more than anything that happened.
Yeah.
And I think my main focus right now is just to try not to fixate on that and how we can just be better and be more kind to each other.
Right. I mean, it's a lot to take in. And, you know, a lot of us are working from home. Like, Jess and I are working from home this week, and it's kind of our window to the world right now is through the media, right? Through watching TV and checking out stuff online. So it does. Yesterday was a really overwhelming day for me, too, you know? So, give us your feedback this morning. I mean, we trust the 6 o'clock club. Like, number one, you guys are our A number ones. Day ones, we love you. So 410-583-1065, text us who you are as well so we can give you a shout out. We will start the show with the Baltimore top three here in a couple seconds, Jess.
Yeah, so obviously everyone is talking about the protesters breaching the Capitol building yesterday. So we're just going to get you updated on everything that's happened overnight and the latest with the Senate vote next in the Baltimore top three.
Okay, we'll get you caught up with everything that we know going on at the Capitol, either from yesterday or even with the vote, the Congress vote as of 4 a.m. I don't know if you've caught up with that yet. The Baltimore top three here in a couple seconds on Mix. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. We're asking you the 6 o'clock club this morning. Anybody just checking in, though, Jess, before we get to our homework here?
Yes, Amanda from Eastern Shore, Mia, Ponytail Pete, Jazzy Josh, Johnny E, Maddie, Anthony, Veronica, all of our friends. Good morning.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here, especially days like this. It just feels good to have our little community here. So we're asking a question, though, because shows like this are tough. You know, we know what's on your brain this morning. It's hard to get away from it with everything that happened yesterday down in D.C. What do you want to hear this morning? Like, do you want us to be, if you're like, listen, it's the only thing that's on my mind this morning. I only want to talk about the Capitol. Or are you like, well, you know, I'm cool to get informed, but can we talk about some other stuff too to kind of get my brain off of it, to get my day started off right? We're just not quite sure where you're at this morning. So text us, call us 410-583-1065. Jess, what are texts saying?
I want to hear about it, but we still want to be entertained by you. That's one text. Another one, every other station is covering it. Stick with the fun stuff. Be the distraction today. Another text, I don't think we should hyper-focus on what happened yesterday, but it still needs to be mentioned. Yeah. Anthony says, I need the distraction. One person says, I'm upset. I agree with how Jess is feeling about it, but I personally need some positivity and don't want to fixate on what happened yesterday either.
Sure feel that. Let's go to the phones really quick, too, and see what's up. Our phone number, 410-583-1065. Hey, Melanie from Westminster, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you feeling this morning? Are you okay? You good?
Oh yeah, I'm getting through. Too early.
Yeah, I know. It's really early, especially to be, you know, waking up with after such a heavy day yesterday. I get it. Melanie, what's going through your brain this morning? Like what do we cover on the show today? What do you want to hear as you're driving into work this morning?
I think I'd like to hear a little bit about what was going on. Yesterday I kind of came into it late and just was hearing a lot of the media back and forth, and I don't really know what's going on.
Right. It's even hard when you turn the TV on. Depending on which station you're watching, you're almost getting, like, just totally different stories from channel to channel, you know? So I get that, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I was getting yesterday, and it just got to the point, like, I don't need that kind of depression in my life, so I ended up just turning it off. So I'm like, I don't know. What's going on in the world today as it is, and Lord knows with everything that's been going on in the past year, like, we don't need more of the depression and stuff going on. Like, it's just crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I think, too, when stuff like this happens, it's so overwhelming because it's everywhere that it's almost like so much anxiety and too much for you to even, like, get a grasp on everything that's going on. So I feel like today we want to do our best by just kind of giving you just some facts on things that you should know, and then, you know, do our best to also balance it with good stuff, too.
Totally.
100%. Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I always listen in to you guys in the morning, kind of give me a good start to the day. I get a little bit of my information and can just go about my day.
I love that. Melanie, you're the best. We love you so much, and thank you so much for calling in so early. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number 3.
For the first time since the War of 1812, the protesters breached the Capitol building yesterday. The riot at the U.S. Capitol forced members of Congress to evacuate in the middle of certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election. Police officers and other law enforcement officials from multiple agencies in Maryland were sent to Washington, D.C. Governor Larry Hogan gave the order to mobilize 500 members of the Maryland National Guard and 200 state troopers to help support law enforcement and restore order. By 11 p.m., calm was restored and officials have confirmed that 4 are dead. More than 50 have been arrested. Charges including assault, possession of a gun, and possession of a large capacity ammunition feeding device. Among those arrested included people from Maryland, Washington, D.C., and 6 other states. More than 14 police officers have been injured. And just before 4 a.m., Congress officially affirmed President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory over President Trump.
Yeah, so that's pretty much everything going caught up to the minute. And don't worry, we're keeping an eye on everything. Days like these can change pretty fast. So as it happens, we will keep you posted for sure.
Number 2.
Amazon is trying to make it easier for people to get tested for COVID-19 without actually having to leave their house. A saliva test approved by the FDA last month is now available online. It sells for $110 or a 10-pack for $1,000. And the price includes prepaid overnight return, shipping, and lab testing. And the tech giant says it takes about 24 to 72 hours to get results after the sample is received. What do you think about that?
I mean, like, it's great. The concept of it is great. But I'm not going to drop $1,000 on a 10-pack of, you know, a coronavirus test, you know?
No, yeah.
I feel like the price is a tad high. Maybe that's what it costs to actually do it. I don't know. I'm not a coronavirus test pro by any means. But, like, I just can't imagine sitting down on my Amazon and being like, I do need one of those coronavirus tests. Let me just add that to my cart, you know?
Yeah.
Number 1.
So we know today is going to be a very heavy news day for everyone. So I wanted to make sure that you know that there is still good news going on in the world. So every hour this morning for Baltimore Top 3, I want to finish on a feel-good story. So this is a really sweet story out of Minnesota. A group of young boys stepped in to help after someone stole hundreds of dollars in staff tips from a restaurant. Victoria's Restaurant and Wine Bar took to social media when the story about two women went to the restaurant to place a takeout order and they ended up stealing an envelope with $300 worth of tips inside. And that's when Bronson Carter, Rowan Ryan, and Bennett Shea heard about it and they wanted to help. The kids are actually all cousins and brothers, and they decided to donate all of the money that they earned over the summer working on their family farm. And the boys delivered about $200 to Victoria's in a card. And they said to the Victoria's wait staff, "We are so sorry to hear that somebody stole your tip money. Thank you for making the best pasta and buttered noodles. Happy holidays."
That's cool. I think it is on days like this important to remember, like what we saw yesterday, such a small percentage of human beings on this planet. And there's still so many good things going on in the world, too. It's important to focus on that as well. All right.
This is Jess, and that was your top 3. Liz, let's take a look at traffic.
Hello, Jazz. Reports have a possible crash north of town. There could be an incident 95 north. Right around Mountain, I'm not seeing any slowing, though, of course, if the situation develops, that's subject to change. The Beltway, it's in great shape. On the Attaloop, you maneuver easily from Harford to Providence. On the west side, it's empty between Woodlawn and Catonsville. Everyone behaves at the tunnels with Kramer and Jess. That's Mix Traffic. I'm Liz Drape on Mix 106.5.
Just a touch, baby. I look around, since it is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone. I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep in it till I feel your touch. I said, ooh.
Here's an idea. You should totally be part of the show.
Call or text 410-583-1065.
Kramer and Jess. New morning fun.
On Mix 106.5.
Was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, then more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how you feel sitting up there, feeling so. Too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky, doesn't ever get lonely. Thinking you could live without me. Thinking you could live without me. Maybe I'm the one who put you up there. I don't know why. Thinking you could live without me. Live without me. Just running from the demons in your mind. Then I took yours and made them mine. I didn't notice cause my love was blind. Said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, at more. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how it feels sitting up there, feeling so high, but too far away to hold.
You did. I already know. I had to go and find out from them. So tell me, how's it feel?
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Let's get a last shout outs, Jess, to our favorite friends, our 6 o'clock club. Who else is up with us?
Yvonne is up with us. Renee, Jen, Mel, DJ, good morning. Maddie, Anthony, Veronica, Kelsey, Awesomeness, Karen and Amber, Candace the custodian, Darlene, Magic Mike. Carrie Silveri says hi again. Johnny E says hi again. Jim Beam from PA is a new listener. Welcome.
Hey, there he goes. Glad to have you here, man. And thank you so much for all the texts and the phone calls. Like I said, we're a little apprehensive about shows like today. You know, heavy days are never easy to come on and put on a radio show when you're not a news talk station, right? Because we want to make sure that we're meeting the expectations of what you want to hear as you drive in the morning. And the consensus that we've got from the 6 o'clock club, and this is what I love about this little group that we've made, because we can bounce ideas off each other. And thank you for being there for us this morning. It seems like people, most of us, want to be informed, but also distracted. It's like, yes, tell us what's going on, but like everywhere I turn on, you know, I go on Facebook, I go on Instagram, I turn on the news. I get all that everywhere. So we're going to be here to be your friends this morning. And just like your friends, like, let's just imagine we sat down at a table for breakfast. We're probably going to talk about it, right? with what's going on in the world, but I think we're also going to be talking about other things that's going on in our lives too. So we're going to keep you informed, we're going to keep you entertained, and we just want you to feel loved and show our gratitude for you showing up today too. It's really important for us for you to be here too, so thank you so much. Okay, I think we've covered the Capitol stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Going to come back in a second and try to entertain you. Jess, I don't know that we'll get one phone call on this. I don't. And a complete turn of events here. Jess may be the only person in this great state of Maryland that is jealous over this one object. But let's prove this right or wrong next on Mix 106.5.
Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
First, though, Jess, I don't think there's anything more distracting than this stupid story that we started called Kitten Before Christmas. Do you want to explain?
It's not stupid.
It's pretty stupid. I mean, it couldn't be more mindless of a thing for us to talk about this morning. But do you want to explain what the project was about, though, for those that maybe are just now kind of catching up?
Yeah, so Kitten Before Christmas was something Kramer and I created probably early December when I came to him and I told him that I really, really want a kitten. I lost two cats in a previous breakup. I've never been in a living situation where I could get a kitten again. So when I moved to Baltimore and got an apartment, I moved to a specific apartment with intentions of making sure that I could get a cat. So
what's
when I brought that up to my boyfriend... The issue here is that my boyfriend garage boy told me no, and I was upset.
Like straight up, just no, not getting a kitten.
No,
not, we don't have the financial resources for that responsibility right now. So who came through? Who came through and saved the day?
Low key saved the day, and I say low key because you kind of are the one who got us into this mess that we're in.
What mess? Mess.
We got in trouble. So okay. So then before. So for my Christmas present, Kramer, one of my best friends on the planet,
thank
out
you.
Of the kindness of his heart,
mm-hmm.
surprised me on the air with 6 months worth of food and litter for my kitten to be. Right.
Sure did.
So
sure did. Because I'm here for
that
you.
Moment,
that's what friends
and,
do.
Yes, that's what friends do. And I was happy. I was excited. But I also was terrified because then we had to deal with how are we, because now you were in the situation with me, how are we going to explain this to my boyfriend garage boy? So we decided to do that when the three of us went to dinner for our little, you know, holiday Christmas dinner.
Right.
And we surprised him and it did not
Y'all,
go well.
Let me tell you what happened. So we ended up going to the melting pot over in Towson, right? And Jess even said, she was like, before we drop this news on him that we have all this kitty litter and cat food in the back of your car, let's just get through dinner just in case he's upset. And I kind of thought you were kidding at first. I'm like, he won't be that upset about this, right? So we go to this nice dinner. We're all dressed up, got our holiday gear on. Everybody's laughing. Jess is drinking. Jess, you had a few beverages, to say the least.
Yes, I was pretty intoxicated. Yeah.
Jess started with like one drink, and then for some reason you thought it'd be a good idea to get a whole wine flight for yourself.
You know
Jess
what?
Wasn't driving. Why does she care? It's a holiday, baby.
It'd been a year, you know. I thought I'd celebrate.
Can you please explain what happened when we get back to your apartment, though?
Okay, so we get into my parking garage, and then we go to Kramer's car. He says he has to get something out of his trunk. And then Kramer hands my boyfriend garage boy the first box of litter. And there is a moment in his face, and you guys can watch this video on our Instagram at Kramer and Jess, where it's just pure anger. Like, in that second, he was literally upset.
I thought he would laugh along with it. I thought he was going to be, oh, this is cute, right? Like,
yeah, no.
And then,
because I think he thought that we had a kitten in the back of the car.
Right,
that's like
right.
What he was expecting.
He was waiting for that moment.
Right. So when I could see that look on his face, I'm immediately like, look what Kramer did. He surprised us with this. Like, he's helping out. Isn't this awesome? And he's not engaging.
And like, keep in mind, at this point, Jess had a couple of drinks and it's starting to get a little annoying. Let's play this one part of the video. You can go see it, Kramer and Jess on Instagram, and just listen to this man's frustration as we're lugging up. I want you to keep in mind, we're lugging up pounds and pounds of kitten supply up to their apartment. Here, play this.
No.
Why?
I've already told you why.
No, but that's why he got trailer. 6 months worth of stuff.
You didn't worry about it.
I didn't tell him him do that, by the way. I really didn't. He literally surprised me with it. I swear I didn't tell him to do that.
Are you mad? Don't be mad.
She legit said.
He was mad, man. He was
and
so
also,
mad.
You weren't helping either because you were like, let's just look tonight. Let's just like look at some. It's
let's
fine.
Just check.
It's
let's
fine.
Just see if
yeah.
maybe there's a kitten that like that sparks our interest, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, after I left, like what happened? Because I felt like he had to keep a good face on around me. Mm-hmm. So what did he say after I actually left?
So after he calmed down and his whole thing was like, I honestly thought he got us a cat and I was going to be really upset.
just drop a kitten in your lap. That'd be so mean.
Right. And then it took me like an hour to convince him that I didn't have anything to do with it because why would he believe us though? He was like, I know you guys did this together. Like,
right.
I know,
well,
right?
So there is, but you guys did come to a consensus. And what is that?
I will be getting a kitten for Valentine's Day.
Hey, so it's like a compromise. It didn't happen
yes.
before the last holiday, but before the next holiday, you're going to get one. And I feel
yeah.
good about that. And the holiday
so
gift's going to pay off. You're going to have all the mm-hmm. supplies, and so I feel good. Whew. Yeah, I'm just glad we survived that one. That was.
Yeah, he doesn't trust you anymore, but it's
I
fine.
I know. It's fine. I've lost all that man's trust. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Listen, a genuine question this morning for teachers is like, how are you planning on handling this today when you go into school? I can't even imagine. I mean, parents obviously are tasked with this, but as a teacher, and I understand this is not the first tragedy you've had to deal with. Even over the past 365 days, I can't imagine with the ups and downs, with the coronavirus and everything else.
Yeah.
Just genuinely curious how different teachers here in Maryland are going to handle it. Let's talk to Nicole in Bel Air. Hi, Nicole. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
What grade do you teach, Nicole?
I teach 8th grade.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's a tough age, right? Because
yeah.
obviously...
They're aware. They, you know what I mean? And I'm sure they all have a phone. Like, of course they know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you plan on doing today?
Well, I'm a first-year teacher, so this is the first time I actually have to deal with something like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I was just going to kind of talk to them and ask them if they have questions and to just be somebody to listen.
Yeah.
Because right now, in the midst of everything, they just need somebody to talk to. And especially when we are virtual and we can't kind of sit into a classroom together, this is the best thing that we can do is just to ask them if they have questions and to be there for them.
I heard from another teacher this morning, too, and she said the same question was asked. And it was, she said, at the end of the day, it'll depend on what my students want. She said, I remember the weekend after the protest escalated with George Floyd's murder, asking my 8th graders, you know, if they wanted to talk about how they were feeling or just keep talking about percentages. And so they mm-hmm. kind of gave them the option of, like, what do you guys want to? I think you nailed it on the head of, like, at that age specifically, because
mm-hmm.
they're old enough to know.
Yeah.
What happened yesterday?
They're definitely aware. They have social media. And
right.
it's all over.
Right.
And so my responsibility this morning is to make sure that they feel loved. And
sure.
that they are not alone. And if I was an 8th grader today, I would want the exact same thing.
Look at this first-year teacher over here. Look at
Thank
Nicole.
Thank you so much for
yeah.
everything that you're doing. And being a first-year teacher and having to do all this virtual learning, just thank you so much. I can't even imagine what kind of year it's been for you and your students.
Well, thank you. I listen to you guys every single morning, so you are definitely a bright spot every day.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for saying that. Have a great day, Nicole. We love you.
Thank you. You too.
Our phone number is 410-583-1065. Just genuinely curious, like, what are teachers, like, are you going to discuss what happened with Capitol Hill yesterday, or are you moving on? Another teacher just this morning said, 100% I'm going to talk about it. My high school students, now this is high school, obviously, are more engaged and aware politically than I was back in high school. I guarantee that they're going to bring it up even before I have the chance to. Yeah, I don't think that like brushing under the rug is even a possibility. But I genuinely be curious, like with the little guys, you know, if we're talking kindergartners, first grade, second grade, like how do you handle such a situation? If you're a teacher, we'd love to talk to you this morning. 410-583-1065. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Yeah, we'll get you caught up with everything going on in the world down at D.C. yesterday. with the Capitol, and then this morning with the vote, and it's one of those heavy news days where we're kind of balancing doing the news and also kind of keeping you entertained and informed, and just trying to make this the best morning show we can for you on a heavy day like this. A couple seconds ago, though, before we get to that, we're talking to teachers here in the city and saying, like, what are you planning on talking about today? Like, how do you plan on explaining this to the kids? Are you planning on talking about it? And we talked to a middle school teacher. We talked to some high school teachers. Jess, what are some texts that have come in?
We got a text from Mrs. Jack, a teacher from the Catonsville area. And she said, to be honest, I've tried to avoid it or treat it like a normal day whenever incidents like this happen. But this year, my middle schoolers asked to be treated like teenagers. And I didn't realize they wanted and needed to talk about these things. So I give them a few minutes just to share how they're feeling anonymously. They appreciate the safe space and being anonymous.
Got a text from Wendy, too, who's a fourth grade teacher. She said, right now, you know, we're doing virtual learning. Speaking about this to nine-year-olds over Zoom is really tricky. I'm not really quite sure yet how I'm going to handle it. Thinking about giving them time for questions, letting them know that they can share if they want to and helpfully guide me through the day. And that's really all I got right now. If you're a teacher, if you want to sound off this morning, 410-583-1065. As we get into the top three now with Jess.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number three.
For the first time since the War of 1812, protesters breached the Capitol building yesterday. The riot at the U.S. Capitol forced members of Congress to evacuate in the middle of certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election. Police officers and other law enforcement officials from multiple agencies in Maryland were sent to Washington, D.C. Governor Larry Hogan gave the order to mobilize 500 members of the Maryland National Guard and 200 state troopers to help support law enforcement and restore order. By 11 p.m., calm was restored and officials have confirmed that four are dead. More than 50 have been arrested. Charges including assault, possession of a gun, and possession of a large capacity ammunition feeding device. Among those arrested included people from Maryland, Washington, D.C., and six other states. More than 14 police officers have been injured. And just before 4 a.m., Congress officially affirmed President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory over President Trump, and Congress has now confirmed Joe Biden as the presidential election winner.
I think one thing we've lacked in saying this morning is showing our appreciation for every law enforcement that did just hop right into duty yesterday, drove down to D.C., got involved in any way they can. So love to you and love to your families this morning for sure.
Number two.
Mountain Dew has a big announcement for the new year. They've released its first new permanent flavor in over a decade, and it's pink. Mountain Dew Major Melon is the new addition, and it's the first flavor to be introduced since Mountain Dew White back in 2010. The watermelon flavor was the number one choice when they did a lot of test flavors, and Mountain Dew Major Melon and Mountain Dew Major Melon Zero Sugar are now available nationwide.
I had to get off the Dew, man. I used to be on the Dew so hard.
Makes you crazy.
It does.
It makes you crazy.
It would get to a point where I'd be drinking like 5-6 cans of Mountain Dew a day. Like, it was bad. It was
straight
bad.
Straight sugar. So much fun.
So much caffeine. I'd just be like, I don't know why I'm so anxious. I can't understand. Like, what's going on in my life right now is bad.
Number one.
So we know today is going to be a very heavy news day for all of us. So I just wanted to make sure that you remember that there is still good news in the world. And this story comes out of Washington State. A Wendy's manager is doing her part to spread positivity to her customers. Her name is April, and she first told a customer at the fast food drive-thru where she works at in Oak Harbor, "I love you," back in October. And 3 months later, she started saying it just to thousands of people. And sure, there were some people that thought it was kind of weird by hearing those words over a speaker, but since she started keeping track, more than 2,700 people have said "I love you" back to her. And each time someone finishes ordering, the assistant manager shares her love message, and she tells them, "I love you. You are loved. You matter. You do you. I love you." And when customers are unsure of how to react to her declaration, she says, "If people can hate for no reason at all, why can't I love?" And her words have meant more to those people than she could have ever imagined. And like the window who has brought, she brought someone to tears, and a customer had told her she had no one left to hug her. So they hugged, and the woman has been back 5 times for more hugs and more "I love yous."
I love that line right there. I love that line. "People can hate randomly. Why can't we just love randomly too?" Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. We've been kind of taking your calls and your texts this morning, just wondering how you're feeling and how you're doing, talking to teachers about how are you going to explain this to your kids. Do you plan on explaining to it? This is a cool text, though, that Jess just got. What did it say?
A listener said, so I'm not a teacher, but I'm a parent. And last night we spoke with my 8-year-old and told him what was going on and that people were angry. But they were breaking things and they were hurting people, and that was not okay. We told them that it's okay if you don't agree with someone else, but you can't become rude and mean.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, too. I think that no matter, I put the same question, by the way, or a very similar question on Facebook, saying just like, how would you describe how you're feeling in one word? Jess, what's your one word of how you're feeling this morning?
Heavy.
Yeah. I think I'm still frustrated, and we're getting all kind of vibes from Kelly says she feels disappointed. Marcy says that she feels really sad this morning. I think the point is, no matter what you're feeling, it's okay to feel that, you know, like this. It's definitely a heavy day. It's a weird day. It's not something we've ever had to deal with before, ever in our lifetime, you know. So just know that you're not alone. Whatever it is that you're going through today with the dealing with this and trying to process this, you're definitely 100% not alone. In a couple seconds, we're going to come back and we'll do Charm City Secrets to kind of distract us from everything. Plus, I got a little something, a little pick-me-up for the city, and I'll explain next. So don't go anywhere on Mix. Mix 106.5, we'll kind of get a distraction from everything going on in the world here in a couple seconds with our Charm City Secrets. Jess, before we do that, you know, listen, we get it. You're waking up this morning. It's kind of a heavy day. The news just kind of came out of nowhere yesterday, right? Nobody was expecting what happened, and it's almost kind of hard to process this. We kind of wanted to put some love out into the city this morning and just kind of get your day started off in a better way than maybe you're hoping it was going to. If you are on Instagram or on Facebook, what I'm going to do right now is go share my Dunkin' card on the, well, I'll put a screenshot of my Dunkin' card. I'm going to post it right now. We're Kramer and Jess on Instagram. I've got it loaded up with $100. And if you want to go treat yourself to a cup of coffee this morning, just to get your day started off bright up here, I'll post it right now. Hang on. And share. Okay. Just to get your day started off brighter, right? We would love that. We would love to treat you to a cup of coffee this morning from Dunkin'. So just go follow us on Instagram to get that code, which is, it's at Kramer and Jess. If you're on Facebook, give me a couple seconds and I'll post it up there too. What I think can make this really special, though, is if we keep the love going this morning in the city, and if you get a cup of coffee and you maybe want to share the love with one of your neighbors this morning, maybe a long distance sharing the love, if you want to put some money on this card as well, you know, to give a cup of coffee to somebody else, that'd be really special too. So go to our Instagram. We're at Kramer and Jess. And on Facebook, we'll be at just search Kramer and Jess, and we'll put it up on there too, just to get your day started off. And just know that we love you, and we hope that it is a great day for you. All right, Charm City Secret time now.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets. A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
Yeah, so we're going to go back and forth today. We're going to give you the show that you love and expect from us, but also keep you informed and know that, like, we're here and we're feeling the same things you're feeling this morning. This story, actually, Jess told it late in the show on Tuesday, right at the end of Charm City Secrets, and I was like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
In case you're brand new to Charm City Secrets, what this is, we kind of search the city, search the state for stories that maybe you've been keeping in for a long time. You've never felt comfortable sharing with anyone, but with us, you can, because we're great secret keepers, except for everyone listening. But also, we just love it. We love getting invested in your stories, too. So, Jess, I think I'll actually have you start with your story first, and then we'll explain what the Charm City Secret is for the day.
So the reason why this even came about was we were talking about the Zoom call I was on with my family, right, on Christmas Eve.
For the holidays?
And for the holidays. Yeah. I was at home in California, and we couldn't see my grandparents and some family. So maybe there's like 11 of us on the Zoom call. And on the Zoom call is my grandmother and a couple of my uncles. And one of my uncles, on purpose, brought up my boyfriend and was just like, you know, how's Garage Boy doing? And my grandmother, my Nana, was like, mijo, why does everybody call him Garage Boy? And so in that moment, I immediately lied to her and told her that's because he works out of a garage. And that's where he works, and that's why people call him that.
And for the grandma point of view, that's a great version of the story to tell, right? That's what your grandma needs to hear.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who've always wondered, why do we call Garage Boy Jess's boyfriend Garage Boy? What is the true story of Garage Boy?
The true story is that I actually hooked up with him in my parents' garage the second day we met while there was a party going on inside my house. And so
this poor boy gets this nickname of Garage Boy, and it's so awkward now. So forever now, Grandma's always going to think that he works in a garage, but the truth is because they were doing a little smooching in her parents' garage. So your Charm City secret for this morning, I don't know if we'll get a ton of calls on this, but how many people listening right now in Maryland have that secret of like, here's the story of how we tell everybody that we met, but the actual truth of how we met is this. And it may not be a story that you're comfortable telling your friends or your family, but let's get that story, that secret going this morning just to spread some laughs and some good vibes this morning. Our phone number, 410-583-1065. The question is, how do you tell people you actually met your significant other? And then how did you really meet your significant other? That here on Mix next. This is so cool. It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. I told you just a couple seconds ago, since today is kind of a heavy day, let's start your day off better. And so what we did was we have our Dunkin' card, right? Like our Dunkin' gift card. I screenshotted it and loaded it up with $100, screenshotted it, and put it on our Instagram and our Facebook page. And so if you want to get a cup of coffee this morning on us, that'll put you in a great mood to start your day with a cup of coffee or maybe a breakfast sandwich from Dunkin'. Go ahead and just go over to our Instagram page. It is at Kramer and Jess. That's Kramer with a K, at Kramer and Jess. If you're on Facebook, just search Kramer and Jess, and we got it on there for you. Can go go grab the Dunkin' card number and just show it at the cash register, and they can get you a free sandwich on us or a free coffee or whatever. But Jess, what I think is really cool is that people are also reloading the card. So like they're like getting something. Some people are going in and just putting money on the card. So it's like almost like those chain, you know, effects.
Like pay it forward.
Pay it forward kind of chain. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing this morning, but we're kind of doing it digitally. So, listen, if we can treat you to a cup of coffee or breakfast, just go check us out on Instagram or Facebook at Kramer and Jess. That's Kramer with a K. Thank you for everybody that put money back on there. We're kind of going back and forth this morning between keeping you caught up with everything that's going on in the world, but also being like a little bit of a mindless distraction too, right? I think that's also kind of necessary. So getting back into Charm City Secrets now. We do these every Tuesday and Thursday, and Jess confessed that her grandma believes the reason that her boyfriend's nickname is Garage Boy is because he works in the garage. But Jess, what is the truth?
Yeah, that's what we told him. The truth is that the reason his name is Garage Boy is because we hooked up in my parents' garage the second day that we met. That's why.
But Granny doesn't know that. And most people that don't listen to the radio. No, she doesn't need to know. They don't need to know, right? So our question for Charm City Secrets this morning for you to have a little bit of fun, a little mindless fun, is what is the way that, or what's the reason you told people that you met or the way you met? And what's the actual story of how you met your significant other? Okay? 410-583-1065. Okay. Janine, let's do your Charm City Secret. So your question we're going to ask you this morning is, what do you tell people of how you met your significant other, and how did you actually meet your significant other? Tell us the fairy tale first, though.
Okay, so the fairy tale is that we just were at a freshman year college party, and we met at a baseball party because he was on the baseball team. And how we really met is early freshman year of college, I lost my virginity to his roommate, and we dated the whole first semester, and then he was dating his college sweetheart, and basically we both got screwed over at the same time.
Let me break down the truth here. Let's get the truth all out there, Janine, if you will. So you end up doing some heavy smooching with his roommate for the first time, okay?
Yep.
And he is currently dating his high school sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay.
But you've been around each other that entire time.
Yeah, so they were roommates freshman year.
Okay.
So you were there all the time.
Yeah. But did you ever, honestly, you and Janine, you can be honest with this, was there ever any crossing of the line while either one of you were possibly still seeing the other person?
No. That's the funny part, is like we didn't look at each other like that at all.
Aww, okay. We were friends. You were just friends. Yeah.
Listen. It's not a story that they're going to tell like in a Disney movie, that's for sure. But
no.
But I see why you may not want to be like, here's the real way of how we met. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for letting us call you. Appreciate it. Oh, Jess, have a question? Yes.
Wait, how long have you guys been together since you got together?
We talked for 9 months before we started officially dating, but this March will be 5 years.
5 years.
Yay!
Yeah.
It's a real-life romance right here.
I love, you know? Love.
Yeah, me too. It's a great story. Thanks, Janine.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, Rachel from Carroll County. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, we want to know, what is the fairy tale version of how you met and that you tell people, but then what's the truth of how you actually met?
Okay, so the fairy tale version that my husband and I tell people is that we met at church. Which is not totally a lie. We did go to the same church, our family.
Okay.
But
you can't lie about church.
I know.
No.
Like of all things to lie about.
I know. But actually, I dated his twin brother first.
Oh.
I was friends with his family and all of his siblings. And then he broke up with me. So I stayed friends with the siblings and his family. And then after a little bit, his twin brother, who is my now husband, he asked me out and we dated for a while. And now we're happily married with two little kids.
Is
but we don't
that...
tell people like that whole thing. We just are like, well, oh, we met at church.
Is it weird though? And I get why there needs to be like a different story. But like, is it weird for everyone involved? Like, do you still see the brother in the situation? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't think it's weird now. I think it was like initially, especially because when we first started dating, we're like, is there a code that we're breaking? Like, what?
Yeah.
How do we tell people? We kind of kept it quiet for a little bit. And
yeah.
Then when we started, like, going public with the relationship, I think that was the most awkward part. But, you know, there's no hard feelings. I think it's, like, a better match and a better scenario for everyone. He has a girlfriend now. He's really happy. So I don't think it's awkward now, but I do think it was.
I just don't know. If I had a twin brother and I was brother two that you were with, I just don't. I would always feel weird knowing that my brother had been smooching with my now wife. You know, am I the only? Is that a dude thing, Jess? Or would that be weird for you too? Like, if your boyfriend, Garage Boy, had been with like your sister, who we call Butter, would that be weird for you?
Yes, it would be weird for me.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? But hey, to each their own. And I feel like you guys are way more mature than Kramer and I because
yeah.
I feel like we're just too petty to handle any situation like that. And all that matters is everybody's happy now. So there you go.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, well, thank you for your honesty. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Donna in Harper County. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
Hi,
are
Donna.
You?
Hi.
Hey, Donna, we want to know, we want to hear the PR story that you tell everybody about how you met your significant other, and then we want to hear how you actually did meet your significant other.
Oh, that's my sister.
It's her sister.
Oh, it's your sister.
I'm the one keeping the secret.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's happening? What's happening?
So my sister was kind of just wanting to have a fling, not really looking for anything serious. So I recommended Adult Friend Finder. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so...
What
now,
is that?
It, I was going to say...
Sorry, Jess, you're kind of young.
Yeah, all the guys on the show right now, we're all like, Jess just looked at me like, what? Can you explain what that is for those that might be... And you know, we're a family-friendly show, so just as friendly as we can keep this conversation.
It's for adults not looking for love, but companionship.
Hello. Oh, so like Tinder?
Before Tinder, though.
More specific.
It's basically like, I just want to hook up. Only.
Okay.
Like, no relationship, just hook up.
Yep, pretty
okay.
much.
Yeah. Okay, and so.
Quite a variety on there.
So she goes on there? Is that what happened?
She went on, and she was looking at a few guys, checked a few out. Yeah. We agreed some were for her and some were not.
Yeah.
So she met a guy up in PA.
Hello.
And they started hooking up.
Uh-huh.
And then they decided, hey, this is good. Maybe we should go on a date.
Like, that's not what we're here for. You broke the code.
So, and here it is, 10 years later, two kids.
And
they are fabulous.
But what story do they tell people? Like, when they meet, okay. Like, how did you meet?
They say they met where she worked.
Okay.
Oh, what a lie.
She worked at a car dealership.
Okay.
If you know this guy, he would never buy the kind of car she was selling.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you know him, you probably already know better.
It's where I put in work. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
It gets even better.
So oh.
They tell my stepmother, her mother, yeah. that they met online. But well, not specific.
See, you know what? Sometimes, I'm not even mad about that. You know, like,
I'm
what
not,
are you going to say?
But, well, you got to remember, this was 10 years ago. It was more to do.
Totally.
And now yeah. it's the thing.
Sure. Yeah, now you're cool if you meet this way, but back then you weren't.
That's awesome.
Great story. So, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
And thank you, Kramer and Jeff.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You.
I love you.
See
Bye.
Ya.
New Morning Fun.
Kramer and Jess.
On Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. We're just kind of balancing all this today. It's been a weird... I mean, we knew it was going to be a weird show. I'm just trying to give you some... all the information and the facts, but not overwhelm you with it, but also have some fun this morning and try to keep your mind off things as well. I know that as a parent, though, this whole last couple of years have had to be, like, super tricky. Like, how in the world do you explain what's been happening in the last few, like, two kids? Like, what can they comprehend? Jess, before we moved here to Maryland, you were living at your aunt's house, and you've got two nieces. Like, what would they do even, like, through the coronavirus and other, like, all the George Floyd protests? Like, how did they handle it?
So my two nieces, one is 5 and one is 8, and living with them during the pandemic was really interesting to see how it affected them and how it affected their anxiety, to the point where at one point my 8-year-old niece was like afraid to go outside. And I think that was because overhearing, you know, you just think the news is on in the background and you think that maybe they're not paying attention to it, but they are, and they hear it, and then they overhear your conversations that you're having in the kitchen and stuff like that. And so once we noticed how much it was actually affecting them, we made it a point to change the way our conversations were around them, and just making it a point to explain to them in the best way that we could what was going on, and that it was okay to feel scared and it was okay to be upset, but we were going to get through it.
Smart. It's honestly one of the reasons I'm scared to have kids. I don't even know how I would start some of these conversations. Luckily, though, a few different therapists have reached out this morning to kind of explain. If you are a parent and haven't tried to figure out how to explain this kind of stuff to your kids, first thing they say is to explain to your kids, number one, that you are safe. That's the first thing you've got to explain to your kids. Like, that's what they're looking to you as their caregiver, to make sure they're protected. So just let them, hey, listen, you're safe. We got you. You can feel scared about this, but you're going to be okay. Next thing they're saying to do is to get the conversation started. This is one of the psychologists says, like, you want to come from a place of hearing what they know first, like Jess was saying, when it comes to, like, what they may have heard of the news, and then follow up with information and distill it with the details as needed. She said follow up with how they're feeling and then what they're thinking to validate their natural response, to answer the questions. That's a really good question, and I don't know the answer, but let's try to find out together. You know, so that they're not just stuck with all these questions in their head. Talking about, like, what parents can do with all the chaos in the Capitol yesterday, maybe how to explain to your kids this morning. Explain the bad behavior. Like, because it may be like, kids might be like, why is this happening, right? One therapist says that you can say things like, tell them that when people feel like they're not in control of certain things, their feelings really get big and their behavior gets out of control. And when it does, it can look kind of scary. So maybe don't just be like, oh, I don't know, they're bad people, or ignore it. Because she said that most parents at first want to try to lie and sugarcoat it, but maybe just kind of break it down their level even easier, right?
Yeah. And we got a really good text earlier this morning from a parent saying when she explained it to her 8-year-old, she expressed that they were protesters and that they were angry and that it's okay to protest and it's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to be mean, rude, or cause harm to others.
Last piece of advice this morning from therapists of how to explain all the stuff at the Capitol to your kids is, like, to cope with your kid's anxiety. Like, after you've talked about what happened, it's important to then cope with the anxiety that this news has created. This one therapist says to maintain your sense of calm and feeling of regulation, and then use whatever coping skills that you have, then be open and say, you know, I feel anxious about this. Let's take a couple of deep breaths, and maybe we can turn off the TV and go for a walk. Just the same things that you would do, but, like, break it down for your kid. Listen, we get it. Today is not, it's not an easy day, and especially if you're a parent, but just know that you're probably doing the best that you can do through all of this, right? And just know that we love you, man. It's Mix 106.5, and we're Kramer and Jess.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.